Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Officials in Akron, Ohio, have released body camera footage from the police shooting that killed a 25-year-old unarmed black man. Matt Richmond from member station WKSU reports the video shows a car chase and the suspect later running from authorities.
The first thing that it showed is that as Jaylen Walker drove his car onto the freeway, there's what appears to be a muzzle flash from his car. Officer says that that was a gunshot, and that changed the nature of the pursuit. And then you also saw the officers, as Walker tried to run, tried to use the stun guns, and then there was just a crescendo of gunfire. And it's important to note that Walker was unarmed at the time that he was shot. Officers found a unloaded gun inside of his car.
Matt Richmond of member station WKSU reporting. President Volodymyr Zelensky has confirmed the withdrawal of Ukrainian forces from the city of Lysychansk in the east of the country. Its surrender cedes control of the entire Luhansk region to Russia and refocuses Moscow's campaign on the neighboring Donetsk region, where cities are now coming under even more bombardment. Zelensky speaking through a BBC interpreter.
Russia has enough Smerch, Urugan and Grad systems to destroy city after city in Ukraine. Now they've gathered most of their firepower in Donbass, and they can use thousands of artillery shells every day on one section of the front. This is the reality.
Zelensky says with new, more sophisticated weapons, Ukraine's forces would retake Lysychansk. Congress remains on recess for the 4th of July holiday, but the investigation into the January 6th insurrection is continuing behind closed doors. NPR's Deidre Walsh reports the House Select Committee is preparing for more hearings and additional witness testimony later this month.
After testimony from Cassidy Hutchinson, former aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Chairman Betty Thompson said the committee is interested in talking to more witnesses.
Some of the people she referenced in her comments, we will look seriously at bringing before the committee to talk. Pat Cipollone, other people.
The committee subpoenaed Cipollone, Trump's White House counsel, and could interview him in a closed setting soon. At least two public hearings are planned for later this month, one focused on efforts by right-wing extremist groups to organize the riot, and one detailing what then-President Trump was doing at the White House while the Capitol was under attack. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington.